For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, it's the Mike Calter Show.
It is 9:01 of the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Mick Mars, formerly of Motley Crue, supposed to join us a little bit later on in the program.
Oh, don't say that. That's going to happen. It's going to be great.
You don't know. You don't know nothing.
It's going to be great.
I love 38 Special.
Yeah, great.
Ian Beckles is in the studio with us. Now, you went to college where?
Indiana.
And were there boosters giving you money in Indiana on the side?
I'd never got a penny.
Never?
Not one time.
Did you know people who did?
Anthony Thompson, who ended up second in the Heisman, was driving a Porsche.
Oh.
So I would say he probably got something.
Yeah.
And most of the basketball players were driving Audis and stuff.
Indiana, yeah. I remember hearing that the University of Miami players in the 90s used to get money from Uncle Luke from Two Live Crew.
100%.
And then I asked him about it on the air, and he was like, yeah. He's like, nothing comes in and out of Miami if it doesn't go through Uncle Luke.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I mean, Uncle Luke was a dude back in the day. I don't know how they got away with some of that stuff, though. Like, they couldn't even get away with it today. And they were getting away back
today,
then.
I see people are more conscious of it, and they seem to care about it a little bit more. But if a college player now has the talents, I think most people agree they should get the money. So when they weren't getting the money legally,
yeah,
and you're driving a Porsche, you're like, yeah, well, we know what's going on.
Well, listen, players should have been paid ages and ages and ages
yes.
ago. They didn't do it the right way.
What do you mean, now or then?
Yeah, they just opened up the gates. They opened up the gates. It's not the right way to do it.
It's not name, image, likeness. Well, it's just free agency.
Nick Saban, I understand why he stepped away, because he's sitting in a living room and he's Nick Saban, and he doesn't matter that he's Nick Saban anymore.
Yeah.
Because that school is giving him $150,000. This goes over. So Nick Saban, his strength is gone. I get that. But nobody wants to hear him complain when it was swayed his way
right.
the last
so
20
long.
Years.
Yep.
So
I mean, they were robbing those kids, and coaches were getting rich off of it. Coaches and, of course, the schools. So how he could be out making the rounds. A
very wealthy
now,
man because of college
sure.
football.
His net worth is somewhere around $70 million.
And he's got the highest paid assistants in college football as well.
Best movie about college sports and alumni and getting paid.
The basketball movie. Blue Chips.
Blue Chips.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blue Chips, Nick Nolte.
I knew most of the people in that movie. It was filmed in Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Matt Nover. I used to play poker with him, and a bunch of people from Indiana's basketball team.
Penny Hardaway was in there. Shaq was in there. Yeah, it was great. It's a great movie.
Shaq busting out those chain slam dunks in New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was like, it's like you went to an island and found a King Kong. You were like,
well, in the way they go back to the school and they go through the back way and all this stuff, and all the kids are following him and stuff. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, he is a specimen. You ever met Shaq at all or no?
I've been in the same room as Shaq.
Yeah.
He's about as wide as I am.
Oh, he's
and
a monster.
He adds a foot.
Yeah.
So he's me plus a foot.
Right.
Like you look at me and say, Jesus.
He's a specimen.
It's a lot.
I do remember a couple of years ago, not too long ago, we're at the Bone and Shaq was doing a basketball thing but didn't show up for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where they paid him for his name. But then, then he didn't show up for the actual event itself.
Like a P. Diddy, like P. Diddy did in the Super Bowl. Remember that?
Yeah.
Diddy had a big party, and they say, I guess he drove by in the parking lot and just waved to everybody. He waved to everybody. Here I am.
Yeah, they have Pete would put on parties back in the day of a New Year's Eve at the Hard Rock and all that stuff. And when you get celebrities, he didn't necessarily do this, but you get celebrities come, like Paris Hilton will be there. And Paris Hilton's thing says she has to show up. just have one drink and then leave. She could leave in 15 minutes and then she gets 10 grand or whatever.
That's it. Yeah. That's enough.
That's insane. I know Orlando did that. There was a club that opened in Orlando and they hired Paris Hilton to come in there and
God bless.
Just show up and walk in. Yeah. Show her face.
I can do that.
I don't know. I've been to parties with famous people. Mm-hmm. You can't hear what they're saying and it doesn't matter anyway. They're just in the corner talking to other famous people.
Most famous people don't have time for people, for regular people.
Yeah.
They just don't. And if you do find one that does, you know who was probably the most approachable famous person I ever met is Ric Flair.
Oh.
Ric Flair.
He's like, in that loving period. Like, he loves the fact that everybody's loving him.
Buy him a drink.
He's a nice dude, though. He really is a genuinely nice dude, like, that I see, you know. He's just very inviting to people, and he's in character all the time, like most wrestlers.
He was on Kill Tony and got up and left because he didn't want to make fun of people.
Yeah.
He goes, guys, nice I don't make fun of people. I'm going to leave now. Yeah. And he got up and left.
Am I going on that show?
Exactly.
I don't think he got it. I think he enjoys that. I think a kid gets in his ear and says, you got to do Kill Tony. It's the biggest show on the internet. And he got there and was like, I had no idea. He was just going to get interviewed as Ric Flair.
Ric Flair had a coming up here in the last couple of years. He was quiet. And then all of a sudden, he's everywhere. He's got his own weed line. And then he's everywhere all of a sudden.
He's living life after he had the stroke, right?
Yeah, he almost died.
I think Hogan's probably been an inspiration to him, too. Hogan's like, brother, live down here. The taxes are great. The beach is right here. You can just hang out and meet broads and do whatever you got to do. And because that now all of a sudden he's like my brother Hulk Hogan, and you know they're always doing stuff together. So
Hulk Hogan looks better now than he did 20 years ago.
See,
he was so broke up 20 years ago, and I look at him now, he looks great.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I don't know what goes through that guy's mind that he keeps getting married.
I don't. There's nothing.
Yeah, what, 4 or 5 times now?
Well, he married Linda, and then he married that stripper, and now he's thinking. And now I think he's with another chick, but I don't think he's married her.
Okay.
I think they might just be dating.
They all look the same, too.
They all look the same. Total type.
Blonde, hot, tall.
If I get married again, I have CTE.
If you get married.
Yeah, for sure. Then this put me in a place.
I met a guy this weekend, took a picture with him at the side splitters, and his wife took the picture, and I leaned in during the picture, and I said, your wife is smoking hot. And he said, I told you he was going to say that because she looked a little bit like my wife. I have the absolute type.
Yeah.
I fall in love with girls that look like my wife.
Hogan did get married in October.
He did.
To this chick.
Yeah. He was married 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's all right.
Well, Joe's got a couple on his tab.
How's it working out for you?
Joe, how many do you have?
2.
Oh.
Mo's got like 5.
2, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought there was just 2. I thought this was the second one.
No, he had the one that he caught cheating.
Yep.
Like his first marriage, they lived in a trailer park.
She went and married his best friend.
Yeah.
Oops. Right. That does sound familiar.
Yeah, we called him on air and we went through all of them.
I don't blame her.
Yeah,
me either.
That's what we all said.
You get drawn in by that hot body.
Yeah.
And you get pushed away.
It might be 4. I don't know if it's 5.
I don't know either, but 4 is pretty strong.
It's at least 4.
Mm. Wow.
Can 4. I comment on this Mike Tyson thing?
Please.
I heard you guys speak on the Mike Tyson thing, and everybody's talking about the video. I got to let everybody know, okay? I was a professional athlete. I'm 56 years old.
Right.
And I'm old, and I'm rickety. My back hurts. But I'm going to tell you, if I put my hand on the ground and move, you're still going to be a little bit impressed. Don't let the smooth taste fool you, because I'm coaching at Chamberlain, all right? And I'm watching my kids do a drill. These are 16, 17-year-old kids. And I'm like, you're not doing the drill right. And finally I go, here's how you do it. I turn my hat around and I do this mirror dodge drill.
Right.
And there's not one swinging dilly out there that could put their hand on me. And I'm going around. They're like, damn, coach, you can still move. I said, yeah, I can still move. The next day?
Oh.
The next day was a little.
Not the same?
Not even close.
Why is he coach here today?
So he's 57. If he gets into this, how many rounds is it? If he gets into the 6th round.
They haven't said.
Come on now.
Like, we're seeing like little 5-10 second clips.
If he doesn't knock Jake out, I don't think he could win.
I think he knocks him out.
I don't. Well, it's possible. But Mike Tyson, Roy Jones, that didn't look like he was trying to knock nobody out.
Yeah. No, it didn't. And it looked like Roy Jones didn't want to knock anybody out.
No,
that was boring.
It's like Roy Jones, who was at one point the fastest man alive. You know what I mean? Like, he was so fast. And yeah, the years catch up to you. My thing with Mike Tyson is, listen, he looks good. He's not a normal 57-year-old, but he's still 57. the experience and the knowledge that he has plays into it, but I still have to know whether this is to be a sanctioned fight, correct, because that's a big thing. Because if that's his game plan to come out and say, listen, give it everything in the first two rounds, yeah, try and get him out of there, because you know, mm, if you get into deep waters, you're done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If that's your mentality, though, and it's the fourth round, you lose.
Right, right.
So,
absolutely. Yeah, you're going to be burnt out.
You're
going to
be gassed. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then just cover up and do whatever, you know, get on your bike and kind of dance around and stuff. We'll see. But you're going against youth.
Correct.
And that's a big problem. So, yeah, I don't know how to call this fight.
Oh, I was going to say, but if I had to bet, I'm betting on Mike Tyson.
He's got a puncher's chance, 100%. You know what I mean?
He's got a lunatic's chance. Like, he still wants a kill. He's not just like, yeah, I'll take another fight. You know, I need the money.
I'll put my money on Jake Paul.
Would you really?
Yes, I would. I would.
I see action.
I would put money on Jake Paul by decision, yes, and I would put money on Tyson under four rounds.
I don't think Jake Paul's ever been clipped yet. I don't think he's ever taken a punch.
Yeah, he has.
By who?
I've seen a couple fights. He was staggered.
Yeah, but he didn't get hit like Mike Tyson. Nah. He didn't get hit by Mike Tyson.
Well, I mean,
57-year-old Mike Tyson.
You can't knock him for not getting hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's, you know, that's good defense.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
So Ariel Helwani, who's pretty credible, he said that he knows from a source there will be no headgear. Okay. And they're waiting for the Texas Commission to rule what is going to be considered a pro fight or an exhibition.
Mm.
So that's why the rules are not out there yet.
Right.
Because according to him, he says they want it to be a pro fight. And then I have to
figure out what. Texas, you go to Texas and you find the right guy and go, this is going to be a pro fight.
Yeah.
And you push him an envelope and all of a sudden it's a pro fight.
But he says no headgear. So that's
good.
You know.
Good. That's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, it makes the fight a whole lot better, and it makes it more appealing because we all want to see one of them get knocked out, and I think we know what it's going to be. But
AT&T Stadium. That's like,
where is that?
Dallas, where the Cowboys play.
Oh. Huge,
80,000 people.
You know what I don't want to see is Jake Paul knock out Mike Tyson. That's not good for society.
No.
It's not good for anything.
Imagine
I'll cry.
There's no way in the world that happens.
Yeah,
I know it can happen. It can happen.
Did you see how he knocked that old boy? I was at the fight at the Amelie, and everybody's like, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, I heard boom.
Yeah, that guy didn't fight nobody.
What?
No.
No, that was Woodley.
Yeah, that was Woodley.
Yeah, everybody, football player?
No, UFC champion.
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Before that fight, everybody's like, Woodley's going to kill him. That's my thing about Jake Paul. Listen, he's stepping in a ring, and you should give somebody credit for that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many fights does he have to have before they're like, all right,
that's
he's a
what
boxer.
I'm saying. He's stepping in a ring with actual fighters that everybody thinks are going to beat him beforehand. Then after he beats them, they go, well, that guy, well, he's beating them.
Yeah. Well, officially, though, he's only fought two boxers, and he's one
in his
and
age.
One.
Yeah.
One and one.
Yeah.
He
but when
lost
he fought
Tommy
Woodley
Fury.
Back in the day, he barely had any boxing, you know, experience. Yeah. So
he's
I would have put my money on Woodley.
Yeah, Jake Paul's putting in the work for sure. You know, he's not a great fighter, but he's getting in there. Like you said, respect getting in there. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm also not looking forward to the Nate Diaz Masvidal.
I don't care either.
The
that
BMF.
Last Nate Diaz thing was so terrible. You know what, Nate Diaz, man. CTE.
Yeah.
He'd be lucky if he has CTE.
He was nuts before.
He's a mess.
The thing about that is that he went in with Jake Paul and then still talking stuff afterwards. And it's like,
he didn't even take it serious. He didn't even fight.
Yeah, it was weird.
No, that was terrible. I lost a lot of respect for Diaz.
So now you have Diaz Masvidal for the BMF thing. And
pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know that Diaz, whatever he's doing, is for the money now anyway.
That's it.
Unfair to the fans. How are things at the Heroin Dome?
Oh, everything's wonderful. No heroin. It's actually a sober place. And you're calling it the Heroin Dome.
I'm sorry. The Cabo room.
We're expanding, and our smoke shop is going to be on the one side, so we're going to open up our smoke shop a little bit.
Oh, there you go.
Expand a little bit, get some more product, and rock and roll.
And smoke shop, just tobacco stuff, or?
No, smoking marijuana stuff. They call them water pipes.
Oh.
So when you go in there to buy it.
Not bongs?
No, water pipes.
Gotcha.
No.
So you'll have the accessories.
Yeah, accessories and all that kind of stuff like that.
Yeah. Joe's so excited.
I am excited.
You freeloader.
He can't wait to get a dragon
anything.
Pipe.
Yeah, looking for the hook me up.
I saw the picture of your pipe on Instagram.
My pipe?
Your big wooden penis pipe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was from last cruise. That was very nice.
That was great.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Spanish gave it to him at dinner.
Yeah, you ever smoke on a cruise?
Yes.
Okay. I like, I like to smoke with you. Hang
out. You're smoking? Me?
Yeah. You're not smoking at all?
Eating.
No?
No, I mean, I can't get it. I can't get it going. It makes me, it doesn't ever put me in a good place. The last time I did it, I laid in bed and I was like, I'm going to die tonight. I'm going to die in my sleep.
I do it all the time.
I never do that.
What? I do that after I eat a large pizza.
Yeah. I ate three McGriddles the other day. I was afraid to go to bed last night.
McGriddles are so good.
They are really good, but I can't do that either. We have breakfast on the way, by the way. But it's come from Sarasota, so I may never get there.
Oh, wow.
I haven't eaten fast food in a while. I've cut it out completely.
I don't eat fast food, but I drove by the McDonald's and those McGriddles were calling out to me.
Are you still vegan?
No. I'm eating the back end of a goat now.
Okay. Well, because for a little bit you were vegan.
Oh, no, I was vegan for 2 years.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I just need parameters or else I eat everything.
Right.
Now I'm just eating natural food. I cut out sugar and processed food.
Good. What's the number one thing you've eliminated from your life with the sugar?
Well, I almost live in a kava bar that has Skittles, Starbursts. Chips, cookies, and like it's there all the time.
Right.
So like I would just grab a Skittle. It's not a big deal. So then you realize you're eating Skittles every day. You know what I mean? So I cut that out. I try not to put as much sugar in my coffee. And a lot of things have sugar that you don't know.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And every sauce has a lot of sugar.
Yep.
Do you know if that, it tastes good, it probably has sugar.
Absolutely.
In it.
Do you know that McDonald's French fries has sugar in the salt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sodium, aluminum, and sugar.
So, really?
Yep.
Now I feel like I should go get the fries for a taste of it.
Yeah. It's so good.
Sugar, not good for you. Salt, not good for you. Yeah. Aluminum, probably not good for you. Oh,
I like some extra aluminum on my fries. Yeah. All right, I must take a break. You familiar with Mick Morris from Motley Crue?
Yes.
He's going to join us on the show. Maybe the best interview ever, and maybe the quickest interview ever.
Oh, man.
Are you really nervous?
I'm always nervous when it comes to these things.
I mean, it is Gio's fault if it goes wrong.
My fault?
Yeah.
You got one job, bro.
Listen.
One job.
Trivia question for everybody except for Galvin.
Mm.
Who is the shortest interview on the show ever?
It's not Smash Fruit in the Hall?
No.
I know what it is.
It was on the phone.
Tom Green.
Nope. Tom Green was over before it started.
Fine Canadian?
No.
No, he's in Tom Green's a fine Canadian.
Oh, I was like, I don't know this person.
Oh, is it Exorcist? What's your face?
No. Blair? No.
Pitbulls?
Could you tell us if like what they do? Music, comedy, something? Or would that give it away?
It would probably give it away.
For sure.
Maybe not. We'll give it to him. Supermodel.
Supermodel.
Kathy Ireland?
No.
Janice Dickinson.
Cindy Crawford.
Janice Dickinson.
Really?
Janice.
That's
right.
Church it up.
You're the worst. Wow.
Janice Dickinson was the first. I asked one question. She got mad and hung up on me.
What'd you ask her?
I didn't ask her. I actually made a statement. I said what I love the most about you is that you have no problem being a bitch on TV, like acting like it. And I go, it's worked so good for you. And she's like, did you just call me a bitch? And hung up on me.
Oh, come on. That's a good icebreaker.
I did not call her a bitch. She was the biggest bitch on television, but she owned it. And yeah. I was like, that was the difference between her and other people, is that she was owning it. And when I brought that up to her, maybe I didn't say it the right way, but I brought it up to her and she got mad at me.
Mm.
Foods that can make your symptoms worse for allergies, and french fries are on there.
Oh, boy.
Even with the sugar and salt and the aluminum. Potatoes.
I don't see McGriddle.
Yeah. All right, let me on that list. Three McGriddles actually good. Oh, they counteract
one was the chicken McGriddle, so that's don't
healthy.
Count.
Right. It's basically healthy.
Have you ever had that? Chicken
McGriddle? There's a chicken McGriddle?
Yeah.
So I usually eat two McGriddles. Not usually, like every once in a while.
I never get fast food. So my usual go-to order is two McGriddles.
I may get fast food once a month.
Oh, now once it's a once month. A month.
Oh,
now it's
once a month. I never.
I may get fast food once a month.
On the way home from the gym.
You know what? I hate everybody.
My wife brings it in every other day.
It's like confession time.
Sometimes I'll go with my kids and I'll be like, you know what? I want a cheeseburger, but I haven't done that in so long.
I can't wait. We'll be walking past the McDonald's and you're going to be like, hey, Mike, Mike's here. Hey, good to see you. We haven't seen you since yesterday.
Twice in one day. I love fast food, but I'll go with you. Let's go. It's great.
Ooh, you know what you do? Is you guys go at, what is it, 10:30 or 11 when they switch over?
10:30.
Thank you. Go at 10:28. You get the McGriddles and then stay there and then get the double Big Mac.
Blow my mind. Lunch now, yeah.
What if they made a McGriddle Big Mac?
No. The sauce doesn't go together with the
Yeah, I don't like the cross things.
Oh, I love the
cross. I mean, I would take a bite out of it. That's why I had to try the chicken one.
Oh, I'll try it if it's out there.
Yeah, see?
If I get a McGriddle, I get two big, I get two cheddar and sausage McGriddle.
I never
get No hash brown food. Or anything.
No hash brown.
No, I love it. I love the hash brown, but I can't. The minute I touch it, my whole head's greasy.
You have to put the hash brown.
Being healthy.
You have to put the hash brown in the sandwich and get an extra one for the side.
Oh,
that's
God.
How you do it.
No, I don't do any of that. And yesterday I went and I was like, I'm going to get two McGriddles. Then when I got online, I saw they had a chicken McGriddle too. And I was like, well,
is that new?
Try that. To me, it was.
Never heard of it before.
To me, it was. And it was delicious.
How can you not pass that up?
I didn't.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Thank you.
This is great.
We'll take a break. Maybe Mick Morris joins us next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Caltas Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.